I know you cannot move. Try all you like. It really is futile. You will move when I decide to allow it. Do you like my horns? They are mostly for presentation. Though I would be lying if I said I didn't enjoy how large and slightly menacing they appear. You do not need to be alarmed. I am not here to harm you. Rather, I am here because you have asked for me. By name, no less. Yes, one of those funny words was my name. It was Nostromza. I hope you're honored. I know you fall into that large majority of humans who no longer believe in us. Your science and advanced technology have draped a very comfortable curtain of safety over all of you. My kind still lie behind it, watching you all intently, waiting to greet you whenever one of you peek through the curtain, as you did this night. While performing that ritual tonight, you may have thought it was nothing more than an empty gesture or some kind of game, but I heard it. And your incantation was, as you may say, spot on. I see there, it's still fear in your eyes, which tells me you're smart. A very desirable quality. It means you know what I am, and what I have come to your plane of existence to take. From your perspective, the deed is now nothing more than a formality. You may as well be nestled in my innards, tightly packed in with those thousands of other souls I have eaten across time and human history. I'm sure that worries you, but why bother? You have no choice. Whether you want it to be or not, inside me is where you will rest for all eternity. I know, I hear you, mind, despairing of your foolishness. Personally, I think it's comforting and even a little romantic. That, however, is your future, and the deed here is the present. Yes, I can feel them, even taste them, idly floating shallowly under the surface of your mind, those dark thoughts, those sexual thoughts. I cannot exactly read your mind, only your desires. My ability to know the dark wishes of a man has only sharpened and grown over the years. I am quite good at it. Your mind is a little more than a pile of pebbles to me now. I need only firmly press the will of my mind's eye into it, and not even those thoughts that you are ashamed of could hide from one such as I. Putting it bluntly, you are an open book with a well-worn spine to me, and I can even see the bindings. Seeing my nude body floating over you has started to make those lustful desires bubble up and stir. You know, I can actually taste those sexual thoughts in my mind. You really try to be a good boy, don't you? That only makes you taste better to me. Much better than the usual sin-filled cultist. The landscape of your sexuality is open to me. I can feel your skin tingling, a heartbeat increasing, and hear your very blood moving throughout your naked form, collecting in your lower body, bringing that wonderful organ to full, pulsating life, making it twitch with every thump of your heart. Your body will betray your good sense. I am an old friend of it. You might as say we go way back, almost 200,000 years, when man was more honest and savage. Your body misses my kind, so we're going to reminisce together, which I am sorry to inform you will cost you your soul. Your dark desires have almost never been explored. They fermented in the black recesses of your mind cellar, accumulating and thickening. I cannot wait to suck them out of you. before I can, I have to weaken your resistance. As you might imagine, great sex is the way we do this. I have other gifts, however, that aid me along with the others. One such gift is I can change my body to suit your lustful fantasies. And you have so many. But let me peel away these good, taboo-free, white meat thoughts and reveal that juicy, dark meat hidden deeply in the depths of your mind. Your shameful, lustful. Oh, there. How delicious. This one is so good. You're so bad, human, harboring these kinds of thoughts, and also not too surprising. So, you like thinking about young girls, do you? Not just any, but your own little cousin. So young and inexperienced. Curious to learn and too naive to understand how wrong it is. Bad boy, that might be way too much for you. I don't want you to come just yet. See, all men have these dark, twisted thoughts. They dare not act on them, and instead choose to play into hypocrisy. To deny their savage humanity. You humans are nothing but animals in clothing. There's something. And who is this girl? A student of yours? Dark, straight hair, black eyes that give you long, dangerous looks. I don't know what I am yet, sir. I just started buying C-cup bras, and my hips just got wider. How do you like that? I don't even need to ask. I can feel your true response twitching deep inside me. You can pretend you hate this all you want, but I can feel those dirty thoughts. This is really turning you on. Just accept it. You're as perverted as every man. Maybe even more. So, daughter fucker. Ha ha ha.